This article is brought to you by the best-selling book Say Right Every Time, The Black Book of Eamon Blackthorne. Because the right words, at the right moment, change everything. How to use the Clarity Checklist to prepare before confronting someone about their toxic traits. The five questions that turn a dreaded confrontation into a clear, confident conversation. In short, use the Clarity Checklist to prepare every element of a confrontation about toxic traits before you speak, so your message lands clearly and your conversation moves toward change. Define your core message around the specific behavior, not the person's character. Set a desired outcome that is concrete enough for both of you to recognize. Confirm your listening readiness before you walk through the door. Definition: Clarity Checklist preparation is a five-step pre-conversation tool drawn from the core framework in Say It Right Every Time. It helps you define your core message, desired outcome, supporting evidence, personal motivation, and listening readiness before confronting someone about their toxic traits. A manager I knew spent 3 months tolerating a team member who dismissed colleagues in meetings, took credit for shared work, and deflected every piece of feedback with a counterattack. When she finally confronted him, she walked in with months of stored frustration and no clear plan. The conversation collapsed inside 5 minutes. He felt ambushed. She felt unheard. The toxic behavior continued, and now there was a layer of open hostility on top of it. She had not failed because she lacked courage. She failed because she had not prepared. Confronting someone about their toxic traits without a clear framework is like trying to build a wall without measuring anything first. You might have all the right materials, but the structure will not hold. This is where the Clarity Checklist becomes essential. In Say It Right Every Time, I introduce it as the first pillar of the core framework, the preparation step that separates conversations that produce change from conversations that produce damage. This article will walk you through exactly how to use it before confronting someone about their toxic traits. Why confronting toxic traits feels different from other difficult conversations. Most difficult conversations are about a single incident or a specific decision. Confronting toxic traits is different. You are addressing a pattern of behavior, often one that has been building for months. The person in front of you may not even see what you see. They may have convinced themselves, and possibly others, that their behavior is justified. This creates two problems at once. First, you carry a heavier emotional load into the conversation. Accumulated frustration, repeated disappointments, and possibly some genuine anger all arrive with you. Second, the person you're confronting is likely to perceive the conversation as an attack on who they are, not on what they have done. The most common toxic traits I have seen in workplaces include persistent blame shifting, chronic undermining of colleagues, manipulation of group dynamics, and a consistent pattern of taking without contributing. Each of these is a behavior pattern, but the person living inside that pattern rarely experiences it that way. They experience it as self-protection, a strategy, or simply as how things work. When you walk in unprepared, your accumulated emotion does the talking. You end up making statements about their character rather than their conduct. They defend their character, which is their right. Nothing changes. If you want to learn more about how avoiding these conversations creates its own cost, why avoiding difficult conversations is the hidden enemy of team synergy, is worth reading before you begin your preparation. What must be true before you start the checklist? The Clarity Checklist is a preparation tool, not a magic solution. Two things must be in place before the checklist can do its work. The first is a decision that the conversation is necessary. Not every toxic behavior requires a direct confrontation from you, and not every confrontation needs to happen today. But if you have decided this conversation must happen, commit to it fully. Half-hearted confrontations do more damage than silence. The second is a willingness to separate behavior from character. This is harder than it sounds. By the time you're ready to confront a pattern of toxic traits, you may have formed strong opinions about the person's fundamental nature. You need to set those opinions aside for the duration of this process. As I write and Say It Right Every Time, the moment you conflate what someone does with who someone is, you lose the ability to have a productive conversation. You are no longer addressing a problem. You are issuing a verdict. With those two foundations in place, the checklist can do its job. The Clarity Checklist. Five steps to prepare for a toxic traits confrontation. As outlined in Chapter 2 of Say It Right Every Time, the Clarity Checklist is a five-item pre-conversation preparation tool built into the core framework. Great communicators are not magicians. They are mechanics, I write in that chapter. They are not gifted with a mysterious talent. They are skilled in using a repeatable system. Here is that system, applied specifically to toxic traits. Work through each step in writing, not in your head. Written answers expose fake thinking in a way that mental rehearsal never does. Number 1. Define your core message in one sentence. Your core message is not a summary of every grievance. It is the single most important thing you need the other person to understand. For toxic trait conversations, this means naming the specific behavioral pattern, not the person's character. Weak core message. You are disrespectful and self-serving. Strong core message. There is a pattern in our meetings where you talk over colleagues and attribute their ideas to yourself without acknowledgement. The strong version is specific, observable, and focused on behavior. Write yours until it is that precise. If you cannot say it in one sentence, you are not clear yet. Number 1. State your desired outcome with enough precision to measure it. A desired outcome that is too vague will leave the conversation with no landing point. I want you to behave better gives neither of you anything to work with. Ask yourself what would have to change, specifically, for you to say this conversation succeeded. For example, I want you to acknowledge other people's contributions by name during team presentations. I want this to start in our next project review. That outcome is specific, realistic, and actionable. Both of you will know whether it happened. As I describe in Chapter 2, desired outcomes must meet all three of those criteria, or they will not create movement. Number 1. Gather 2 or 3 concrete, specific examples. This is where many confrontations fall apart. People walk in with a general impression. You always do this, without a single clear example to ground it. The person on the receiving end immediately challenges the general impression, and you are suddenly on the defensive about whether your perception is accurate. Prepare 2 or 3 specific incidents. Include the date, the setting, what was said or done, and what the impact was. Not dozens of examples. 2 or 3 well-chosen, recent ones carry far more weight than a sprawling list of accumulated complaints. If you cannot produce a specific example, stop and ask yourself whether you are addressing a real behavioral pattern or a general feeling. Both deserve attention, but they require different conversations. Number 1. Examine your own motivation honestly. This step takes real courage. Before you confront someone about their toxic traits, ask yourself, why am I doing this? The honest answer should be that you want the behavior to change because it is causing harm. That is a clean motivation, and it will carry you through the hard parts of the conversation. But if your honest answer involves wanting to embarrass them, prove a point to others, or release months of built-up frustration, you need to know that before you start. Those motivations will leak into your tone and your word choices. They will turn a conversation about behavioral change into something that feels like punishment. This does not mean your frustration is invalid. It means you need to separate the legitimate concern from the emotional charge before you speak. If your motivation is unclear, how to start a difficult conversation, it's blocking your team's synergy gives useful grounding on entering conversations with clear intent. Number 1. Confirm your listening readiness. The 5th item on the checklist is the one people skip most often. You have spent all this time preparing what you are going to say. But are you ready to hear what they are going to say? A confrontation about toxic traits is not a monologue. The other person will have a perspective. Some of it may surprise you. Some of it may reveal context you did not have. If you work in so focused on delivering your prepared message that you cannot genuinely receive their response, the conversation will feel like an ambush regardless of how carefully you chose your words. Before the conversation, ask yourself if they offer a genuine response or explain something I did not know. Can I actually take that in? If the answer is no, you're not ready yet. Wait until you can answer yes. What the checklist sounds like in practice. Once you have worked through the 5 items, you have the raw material for your opening. Use this script from Chapter 2 of Say It Right Every Time as your starting frame. My core concern is your one sentence core message. The reason this matters is because your honest motivation. What I would like to see happen is your specific desired outcome. For toxic traits conversation, it might sound like this. My core concern is that in the last 3 team meetings, you have spoken over Sarah and Marcus and then presented their ideas as your own thinking. This matters because it is damaging trust within the team and discouraging people from contributing. What I would like to see is that you acknowledge contributions by name when you build on them. I'm asking for that to start at our next review. That is direct. It is specific. It is grounded in observable behavior, and it points toward a realistic, measurable change. Notice what is not in it. No character judgments, no accumulated history, know you always or you never. For deeper guidance on scripts that address the broader pattern of undermining behavior, scripts for addressing team members who are undermining group synergy offers a range of ready-to-use options. A quick note before we continue. Most people leave the hardest conversations for last and regret the words they used when they finally had them. The best-selling Books 8 Right Every Time gives you 115 tested scripts for those exact moments, the ones that shape careers, relationships, and how people remember you. Get your copy at emonblickthorne.com. Now, back to the article. Adapting the checklist for high-conflict situations. Some toxic trait confrontations involve people who respond to any direct feedback with aggression, deflection, or a counteroffensive. If you know from experience that the person you're confronting tends to escalate, the checklist still applies, but your preparation must go one step further. Run a conversation pre-mortem before you meet. This is a technique I describe in Chapter 3 of Say It Right Every Time. Ask yourself, what is the worst realistic response I could receive? What will I do if they deny everything? What will I do if they turn the conversation back on me? What will I do if they become hostile? Write a brief response plan for each scenario. Not a script for every possible word, but a clear intention if they deflect. I will return to my specific examples. If they attack my credibility, I will acknowledge their frustration and return to the behavioral observation. If they shut down completely, I will offer to continue the conversation at a specific time rather than forcing resolution today. This preparation has a double benefit. It reduces your anticipatory anxiety because you are no longer walking into the unknown, and it keeps you out of the reactive cycle. When someone responds to feedback with a counterattack, the amygdala hijack kicks in fast. Your prepared response plan means you have already decided how to handle it before the emotion floods in. The how to use the deal method to resolve conflicts that are fracturing team synergy framework pairs well with your clarity checklist when the confrontation involves embedded conflict rather than a single pattern of behavior. Three mistakes people make when preparing for this conversation. Getting the preparation right matters as much as the preparation itself. Here are the three errors I see most often, and what to do instead. The mistake: writing a core message that is really a list of everything the person has done wrong over 2 years. Why it happens. The relief of finally being heard can make you want to say everything at once. What to do instead. Limit yourself to one core message and two or three examples. A focused conversation is more likely to produce change than an exhausted inventory. The rest can wait. The mistake: setting a desired outcome that is about the person feeling sorry, admitting fault, or acknowledging that you were right. Why it happens. After tolerating toxic behavior for a long time, the emotional need for acknowledgement feels urgent and legitimate. What to do instead. Your desired outcome must be behavioral, not emotional. You cannot control whether they feel remorse. You can specify what behavior change you are asking for. The mistake: confusing preparation with rehearsal. Some people prepare so thoroughly that they have memorized a script and cannot deviate from it when the actual conversation goes in a different direction. Why it happens. Preparation feels like safety, and safety can tip into rigidity. What to do instead. The checklist prepares your thinking, not your exact words. Know your core message and desired outcome well enough to return to them from any direction the conversation takes. You are the navigator, not the narrator. For passive-aggressive behavior specifically, where the toxic pattern is harder to name because it operates below the surface, how to address passive-aggressive behavior that silently eroding team synergy gives targeted guidance on identifying the pattern clearly enough to put it on your checklist. The Clarity Checklist, your preparation tool. Print this out. Complete it by hand before any confrontation about toxic traits. Do not skip items. Clarity Checklist. Before confronting toxic traits. Number 1. Core message, one sentence only. What is the specific behavioral pattern I am addressing? Name the behavior, not the character. Number 2. Desired outcome, specific and measurable. What would have to change, concretely, for this conversation to be a success? Is this outcome realistic and within the other person's control? Number 3. Supporting evidence, 2 to 3 examples maximum. What specific incidents can I name, with dates, settings, and observed impact? Number 4. My motivation, honest answer. Am I doing this to create change, or am I driven primarily by frustration, the need to win, or the desire to be vindicated? If the second, what do I need to release before I walk in? Number 5. Listening readiness, yes or no. am I genuinely prepared to hear their perspective, including information that might complicate my view? If no, what needs to happen before I'm ready? Only when all five are answered in writing should you schedule the conversation. For feedback conversations that are part of an ongoing team dynamic, how to use the SBI method to give team members feedback that unifies instead of divides offers a complementary structure for the feedback delivery itself once your checklist preparation is complete. And if a previous attempt has already gone wrong, how to recover team synergy after a conversation goes catastrophically wrong gives your practical path forward from that point. Closing. Preparation is the conversation you have with yourself first. There is a truth I have come back to many times in 6 decades of difficult conversations. The hardest part is rarely the conversation itself. The hardest part is the work you do in the hours before it, when you're alone with your own assumptions, your own emotions, and the discomfort of having to be precise about something that feels personal. The clarity checklist is not a tool for making confrontation comfortable. It is a tool for making it possible. It forces you to do the thinking that most people try to skip, and it gives you a structure that holds when emotions run high. Toxic traits do not dissolve on their own. They settle deeper, grow more entrenched, and cost more over time, both to the people around them and to the person living inside them. The courage to address that pattern directly, with clarity and respect, is one of the most useful things you can bring to any relationship or team. Walk in prepared. The clarity checklist preparation gives you the best possible chance of a conversation that actually moves something. Frequently asked questions. What is clarity checklist preparation before a difficult conversation? Clarity checklist preparation is a 5-step process you complete before confronting someone about their toxic traits. It ensures your core message is defined, your desired outcome is realistic, your supporting examples are specific, your motivation is honest, and you are ready to listen as well as speak. How do you use the clarity checklist when confronting toxic traits at work? Work through each of the 5 checklist items in writing before the conversation. Define the specific behavior you will address, state the outcome you want, gather 2 or 3 concrete examples, examine your own motivation, and confirm you're prepared to listen. Written preparation prevents you going blank under pressure. Why does confronting someone about toxic traits so often go wrong? Most attempts fail because the person confronting has not separated behavior from character, does not have a specific outcome in mind, or lets accumulated emotion drive the conversation. Without preparation, you attack the person instead of addressing the pattern, and they respond with defensiveness rather than change. What should your desired outcome be when addressing toxic traits? Your desired outcome must be specific, realistic, and actionable. Wanting someone to stop undermining colleagues is too vague. Wanting them to raise concerns in team meetings rather than inside conversations is specific enough for both of you to know whether it has happened. How is the clarity checklist different from just thinking things through before a conversation? The checklist forces written answers, not mental rehearsal. Writing exposes fake thinking, surfaces hidden motivations, and commits you to specific language. Most people who think things through still walk in with a fuzzy message. The checklist requires precision before you ever open your mouth. What do you do if emotions spike during the conversation after using the clarity checklist? Use the 3-second pause stop. Breathe for 3 seconds and let your rational thinking re-engage before you respond. If emotions are too high to continue productively, use the postpone script. Say you think you're both too heated right now and propose a specific time to continue the conversation. Thank you for listening. If this article helped, the best-selling book Say It Right Every Time will take you the rest of the way. 115 scripts ready to use whenever you need them. Visit emonblackthorne.com to get your copy.